Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Senior Capital Correspondent and host of Off the Record, Tim Skubick. Hello, Tim.
Buenas tardes. call me Senior Capital Correspondent, man.
Among the many things that you do this time of year is host a debate from time to time.
Yep.
You had one last night with Tim Walberg and Mark Schauer. What can you tell us?
Did you get a chance to see it?
I did not see it.
Oh, what did you hear? What was the buzz? Was there any?
I heard that it was very, very lively, and nobody ever got a word in edgewise.
Yeah, it was a no-rules debate, which I have a bias for, because I think debates are two things. One, it's the answers that you give to the questions, which, of course, is all important on
right.
the content.
Right.
But also, how do you conduct yourself under fire, and how do you purport yourself standing next to the guy who wants your job? And I thought that was rather revealing.
How would that have worked in the gubernatorial debate if the same format had been there for Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder?
Well, first of all, Jack, that is wishful thinking. And Scotty, that's wishful thinking because Snyder, and not they'd have had to put Snyder under intense drug therapy in order to get him to sign any document that would have allowed that to happen. Take that to the bank, guys.
Yeah, right. Well, in terms of this race in the 7th Congressional District, is this really one of the top races in the country in terms of the spotlight and a possible GOP takeover of Congress?
Sure, absolutely. You wouldn't be seeing all of the chatter on the telly with all these commercials. I mean, it is. I said to the audience last night before we started, I said, I know you've seen these guys on TV. You're going to see them tonight, however, in bigger than 30-second sound bites. So, yeah, it is a targeted district. We are told if the pollsters are correct, but it looks like it's a dead heat.
Wow.
And this thing will go right down to the wire.
Well, you know these guys better than just about anyone in the media in the state of Michigan. What did you learn last night?
Well, first of all, the first question out of the box was, if Mr. Walberg, had you been in Congress, how would you have voted on the money to save Chrysler and General Motors?
Good question.
He simply refused to answer it. I asked him the same question three times, and he stayed on message. He said, I would have helped to create an economic atmosphere in which Chrysler and General Motors could have survived. I took that to mean a no. If you were in the audience,
yeah, yeah.
And you give the guy three chances to say, would you support it or not? If it went up on the board, how would you vote? And he waffles on you. He obviously didn't want to do that, and Schauer hit it out of the park. He said, how can we be standing here in Charlotte, just a couple of miles down the road from that new GM plant, and say you weren't going to save the autos? So I thought that was rather telling. But you know what? Give Walberg credit. If that's what he truly believes, then, yeah. You know, then he spoke his beliefs.
Well, here's what I don't understand, Tim. If that is what he feels, and I believe that is exactly what he feels,
yep.
And he was a member of Congress with a Republican president, talking about an economic climate that would allow the auto industry to thrive, we didn't see that.
Well, if that policy had been in place and they were waiting for the economy to come back, these two car companies would have gone under.
Exactly.
It's a long-term solution, and, well, admirable. You know, you have to deal with the reality of the situations as they are at the time. And remember, Mr. Bush did put this into motion, and Mr. Obama finished it off. So I thought that was rather an interesting answer to the question from both the guys.
I know Tim Walberg has railed against pork barrel spending, but it seems that Mark Schauer has secured a large number of earmarks that have helped this district.
Well,
how was that discussed?
Well, the issue of pork barreling did come up, and Walberg said that he signed an anti-pork barreling resolution, and Mr. Schauer did not. The thing on pork is it depends on who's getting it.
Yeah.
If you get a bridge in your district, Jackson, that's
right.
Not pork to you. That's just bringing home more jobs. And
you're bringing home the bacon.
Precisely, precisely. But if it's the other guy, if Scotty gets it, well, that's his pork. So we can have a debate over that. I think the debate over pork barrel funding is a little bit disingenuous because that's what Congress does. It does spend money on projects. Now,
right.
How do we get there? That is the process that is messy. And I think what everybody ought to be for is full disclosure
right, right.
So that when these guys are voting on it, at least the media has a chance to eyeball in there and say, all right, here's what the money went for, rather than burying it in bills
right.
That are found out years after the fact.
Tim Skubick, Senior Capital Correspondent, host of Off the Record. Very quickly, Tim, last question. We talk about Social Security and some contradictions from Tim Walberg and then his allegation last night that Mark Schauer was trying to spend this money for other things. How did that come out?
The question that triggered that was, do you favor privatization of Social Security? Wahlberg said no. Schauer said, I got a quote that said yes. And you know what? They agreed to disagree. As I hear your music in the background, have fun, guys. Talk to you later.
Is this guy a radio pro or what? I tell you what, you got to see Off the Record. And if you only watch one political show for the rest of this campaign, you'll get enough information there to last you until Election Day. Tim Skubick, senior capital correspondent, host of Off the Record, and moderator of the debate last night, the 7th congressional candidates, Tim Wahlberg and Mark Schauer.